Blog Talk Radio.
It is time to awaken America. It is time to awaken to empowerment and truth. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Let's save America now. Hey, America, let's awaken. This is your authentic guide to self-empowerment. Remember, we cannot change what we don't confront. I think our country is at a tipping point, and we have solutions for these tumultuous and transitional times. Our values and virtues are putting our very liberty and freedom at stake. We're truly at a tipping point. It's time. It's time for peace. It's time for love. It's time for justice. It's time for freedom. It's time to save the USA. This is Carol Parisi. So, are you concerned? Are you woke? Well, get awakened, because woke is a joke. Ignorance to threats does not diminish threats, okay? We have to be awakened. It's a joke. And we have to remember who we are, remember where we come from, and always be our very best. Always be our very best. We need to come from a place of truth, build trust. It's despicable and deplorable that some people are trying to dismantle our liberty and freedom, okay? Our religious freedoms are at danger and in peril. You know, there's no more dangerous time than when you're asleep. So awaken, America. Awaken. Because woke is just a joke, okay? So got to listen to God's word, read God's word, study God's word, memorize God's word, meditate on God's word, and be that change, okay? So let us start off change every day. Today is the 29th. I want to wish my former wonderful favorite boss in the whole universe, Jack Roser, when I was on Champion News with him, happy birthday. He would have been 98 years old today. They're kind of cool. 98. He was born in 1923, so he would have been 98. He's an awesome man. Go check out some Champion News podcast. We did some fun stuff. Jack was amazing. Amazing. Amazingly amazing. Started a business with like $5,000 from his garage, and he just gave to society. It was so funny, I introduced him once, and I'm like, and he really gives back. And he came to the microphone, and he said, I never took anything in the first place. That's what I'm talking about. All right, well, let's go ahead today, August 29th, and read from Jesus Calling, our book, Jesus Calling. Demonstrate your trust in me by sitting quietly in my presence. Put all aside that is waiting to be done. And refuse to worry about anything. This sacred time together strengthens you and prepares you for whatever the day will bring. By waiting with me before you begin the day's activities, you proclaim the reality of my living presence. This act of faith, waiting before working, is noted in the spiritual world where your demonstration of trust weakens principalities and powers of darkness. Beautiful. The most effective way to resist evil is to draw near me. When you need to take action, I will guide you clearly through my spirit and my word. The word is so complex. The world is so complex. Oh, boy, no kidding. And overstimulating that you could easily lose your sense of direction. Doing countless unnecessary activities will dissipate your energy. I'm going to repeat that for my own benefit. Doing countless unnecessary activities will dissipate your energy. When you spend time with me, I restore your sense of direction. It's beautiful. And when you look to me for guidance, I enable you to do less but accomplish more. That's beautiful. This is from the book Jesus Calling. That's today's meditation, August 29th. And the scripture is Luke 12:22, Ephesians 6:12, and Proverbs 16:13. So let's start in prayer for our Yasha Prayer Force part of our show. Father God, we want to thank you for this day, God. We want to thank you for your son, Jesus. We want to thank you for our life, our liberty we find in you, and true happiness that is only found in you. I want to thank you for our families and our country. We ask that you please put the anointing on these families that lost their loved ones in Afghanistan. God, make your miracles happen there. You are a God of many miracles. Thank God for the good people that are actually volunteering and stepping up to do the right thing. May you keep them preserved. And God, please let more people wake up. Let more people wake up to the truth. Let the truth be exposed, God. And we know that you know the beginning from the end. And all of these things that are going on, you are in control. So, God, please just lead us, guide us, guide our leadership, our president. Give him wisdom and discernment. All these military leaders. And we want to thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. And protect the people that are in the south with these hurricanes, Hurricane L, whatever it is. God, we know that there's wars and rumors of wars and stuff is changing and stuff is happening and your word says it's going to. So we trust in you. We ask you for your guidance. We ask you for your peace, your love, and empowerment. And we thank you for all of your blessings and your provision. So God, please just help us to do better and to glorify you. So, God, we ask these things, come before your throne, in Jesus' name, for your glory, we ask and pray, amen. So that was our Yasha Prayer Force part of our show. It is Sunday, and those brave Americans that gave their lives in Afghanistan that were murdered by the Taliban, or ISIS, I don't know, sorry, I just think they're all. They hate us all, but they came home today, and they had their military. The president was there with his wife and the military generals, and just was kind of watching, and I don't know, a lot of these people, I think, had blood on their hands. I think they knew better. They should have done better, and these poor families that lost their loved ones because of irresponsible leadership. I just pray, God, that we do better for our service people and for our country, because this is very tumultuous times. There are things that are happening that, of course, we cannot control, and we know who does, but we also have to remember there are things that we can control, and we have a special leadership has a responsibility to these folks and their families to, execute the right time for their safety. Yes, stuff happens, but as we know, this was just insanity, the way this was handled. So just expose the truth, God, that's all. And bless these families, and, please let people be held accountable for their errors and the deaths of these poor folks that just went to serve. So, God, we thank you. And I'm very kind of, and I know a lot of folks are just stunned by this whole thing anyway. I mean, you just can't help but be stunned by it. But we have to trust in God that he knows the beginning from the end. He's in control of all this. The only thing that we can control is our mind, our thoughts, and our attitudes, and our emotions. So we have to do the best with that. And, at some point, we just got to ask that America truly does awaken to the truth of what's really going on here. I actually surmised a hypothesis, and or maybe I don't even want to say it, but, interesting, Oliver North even was talking about some of the stuff that's going on and how China is, I guess, going to be really taking big advantage of some of our military hardware, the $83 billion taxpayer-funded military hardware that was left behind. And they're making deals already for the raw materials over there. And think about a certain laptop and a certain big guy and nefarious. I'm wondering if this is just, hey, it's okay, cool. Just don't rat me out on what I did and just keep me getting richer. My wife Jill will take care of me. Because, greed does crazy things to people. And, how come Hunter's not in trouble for the laptop? What about Fang Fang with Adam Swallow Her Well, I just can't believe that people are not, if this was under a different president, a Republican president, this is not a Republican show or a Democrat show, this is a liberty-loving freedom show. Why, tell me, pray tell, this is under President Trump, he would never hear the end about it. I mean, they would be screaming, that crazy Maxine Waters would be screaming from the top of her lungs, hunt them down, get them, and page 45. Here, I'll sound like her now. And page 45. I'm not screaming like she's such a, divisive people. So these people should all be held into account. And how much money is Gavin Newsom getting? What billionaire companies are woke enough to be giving him money? Start following the money, friends, when it comes to this whole mess. Start following the money. I think the truth will be exposed then. But you know what? Let's remember who we are. Let's go to our history portion of our show, The Shocking Secrets in American History. Yesterday we talked about the honor and dignity of Alexander Hamilton. But let's remember what Thomas Jefferson said. If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be. It is time to awaken America. Because like we keep saying, woke is a joke. So let's see. Today, what are we going to read about? Okay. This is about Jonathan Edwards. Now, we did read about Principle Over Pride yesterday. That was Hamilton's fatal flaw. And today we're going to read The Apple Fell Far from the Tree. This is from The Shocking Secrets of American History, 100 Fascinating and Amusing Tales by Bill Coates. So Jonathan Edwards was a great preacher, perhaps the best known the 18th century had to offer. Okay, how befitting for Sunday, we're going to talk about a preacher. Okay, I'm sure they're going to say some bad things about him. Edwards fathered, hold on. His well-known sermons, Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God, made him famous. Reverend Edwards was a straight-laced, no-nonsense Puritan, and he raised his children to be the same. It's a real pity that his grandson didn't listen. Edwards fathered 11 children. 3 sons and 8 daughters, one of whom, Esther, was my grandma's name, Esther, married the president of Princeton University and gave birth to a sickly son. Twice before he was 2 years old, the child narrowly escaped death. So it comes as no surprise that the daughter of Jonathan Edwards was determined to see that her child was brought up in a peculiar manner for God. Okay. Wait a minute. No surprise that the daughter of Jonathan Edwards is determined to see that her child, okay, no, I goofed that up. His name was not Jonathan Edwards. She was the child of Jonathan Edwards, and she wanted to make sure her child was brought up in a peculiar manner for God. Okay. I'm going to change glasses here because these glasses are not letting me see well. That's the problem when you get to be a certain age. 29 sucks. See if these are better. And I don't have a light on either. Okay. So, All good intentions to the contrary, however, the grandson of the man who brought America to her knees during the Great Awakening proved to be a dirty little noisy boy who was sly and mischievous. He required a strong hand to bring him to terms. Out of sense of obligation to his family history, the precocious lad was induced to begin the study of theology. But that didn't last long. He was soon ostracized by his church for spreading the heresy that the road to heaven was open to just about anyone. That's when he decided to study law. After service in the Revolutionary War, the young man opened his law practice and began indiscriminately court the girls, most of whom he promised to marry. These activities put a stain on his pocketbook, a strain on his pocketbook, and he soon was facing a debtor's prison. So he turned to politics. Sounds like Joe Walsh, that guy, clown. By 1800, he became the vice president of the United States. And he might have become the nation's chief executive if he hadn't been killed, if he hadn't killed a former secretary of the treasury in a senseless duel. So it was the guy yesterday, the duel guy, that Hamilton Burr, Edward Burr? See, this is so cool. I never knew any of this stuff. Okay, I'm going to keep reading. All right, hang on. Okay. He escaped a murder trial, but later became involved in yet another scandal that resulted in his being accused of treason. And by now, you guess the identity of this child gone astray. His name was Aaron Burr. Oh, my gosh. The man who shot Alexander Hamilton and tried to incite an insurrection in Mississippi and Louisiana. Burr died in 1836, and one has to wonder what Jonathan Edwards, his Puritan grandfather, would have said at the funeral of his grandson, who seemed to have gone out of his way to shake his puny fist in the face of an angry God. Wow. Now, I just love this book, because it's like, this is like stuff we didn't know. Shocking, right? Ooh, so you got to come back every day and listen to Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment. These are these shocking secrets of American history. And yes, these are surprising and amusing tales and things that you don't hear. I mean, and I never knew that Aaron Burr was the grandson of the Great Awakening dude. I mean, how cool is that, Jonathan Edwards? That is so cool. And you're going to hear that right here on Awaken America, The Great Awakening. And because woke is a joke. When you're awakened and you understand stuff, it kind of puts stuff in better perspective. But, you know, friends, we are really, truly in some crazy times. And, you know, help some good organizations. There are great organizations out there that are helping our veterans. There's great, you know, the Tunnels to Tower Foundation. They build homes for first responders, families. They get homes paid off. There's great organizations out there. I mean, we just donated to the Appalachian Fund. I mean, right here in America, I get a lot of stuff that we donate to overseas, but, you know, right here in America, in Appalachia, our own kids are starving. And this is America. We got to take care of each other. We have to love each other. And, you know, I just know that the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And we need to do better. We need to think better individually. You know, I was listening to Pastor Dickow today, and if you've got a very cool. It's 40 days to replace negative thoughts with God's thoughts. And it's fastfromrunthinking.com. That's Pastor Gregory Dickow. I'm just sharing that. You want to go and Google that. But, you know, power is at work within us, and that is our thought life. And we talk about that. It's the law of attraction. It's biblical. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. Our Bible even tells us, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So, you know, Mark 7:21, evil thoughts create bad behavior, and we need that intrinsic change. So we need to renew and transform our mind from these negative thoughts. So if this is something you want to do biblically, go check out wrongthinking.com. Fastfromwrongthinking.com. And we have to remember, I mean, even he said today, remember who we are. We have victory in God. God gives us our victory. We are kings and priests. We are heads and not the tail. We are a loved child of God. God loves us. God loves everyone. And we need to remember the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. So, you know, let's all try the next 40 days to be positive. I mean, yes, we have to be truthful. We can't stick our head in the sand. That's a whole different. We have to face the truth and speak truth. Oh. Truth and time do go hand in hand. We do know that. So we need to remember honor, integrity, and ability. And we are well able. We are called not to be afraid. We are called to believe, like it says in Mark 5:36. It says, pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17. Don't worry about anything. Pray about everything. Whatever for we ask for in prayer, we will receive. I believe that's Mark 11:32. But then again, also, this Awaken America has got a lot of things. I believe in personal liberty, personal responsibility. And you are responsible for your thoughts, your mind, your will, your emotion. But we also are firm believers in our Creator God, the God that created the universe. Because remember, nothing comes from nothing. Okay? Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So we have a Creator, and our Creator put us here for a reason. And we are here for this season. We are here for such a time as this. So we actually have to show up, stand up, and speak up, and not shut up and tell people the truth. And we have to be the truth, and we have to be the change. You know, Edmund Burke says, all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. So we do have to get involved. You know, we have to go ahead and get involved in our own vibe, what our own vibe will allow us, and let people know the truth of what's going on. I mean, for me, it's this radio show. I've done community organizing. I can teach others how to do community organizing. Nothing's more important than our school districts, because they are not teaching children who they are. They are indoctrinating with, you know, very wokeisms and very racist things like critical race theory. Very racist. I mean, that's pinning one race against another, and by any means that is racism. So we have to watch our thoughts because they become our words. We have to watch our words, they become our actions. We have to watch our actions, they become our habits. We have to watch our habits become our character. And we have to watch our character because it does become our destiny. And, you know, all of our hopes and dreams are within our reach if we believe. And we have to take action. And we are blessed because we are in the greatest country that God ever gave man. And we have to do our part to maintain it. So we have to remember these things. But I do like sharing the little tidbits of history. Got some interesting stuff here. I got another 6 minutes. Okay, I'll share this. This is kind of cool. This is up for snoring people. You got snoring people in your household? Well, here, this is some tips and tricks that I'm going to share. It says, how to stop snoring. Do you snore? Snoring is caused by vibration in the throat. Some people can make changes, and it will stop snoring, like losing weight. Oh, my governor. Cutting down on smoking and alcohol, sleeping on your side instead of your back. If you snore loudly and often find that you're drowsy during the day, you may have sleep apnea. Not uncommon, but it's dangerous because your breathing can stop during sleep. See your doctor. People with sleep apnea tend to be overweight. It's more common among men than women. And doctors will not recommend that device, which will push airway through. But some people may need surgery. So there's a lot of people that just don't get deep sleep. So go to bed and get up at the same time every day. Get up and walk around if you keep tossing and turning in bed for 20 minutes. Try getting up, take a walk, or do something quiet. Sleep in a dark, quiet room that isn't too hot or cold. slightly cooler, can be better. I've got one of those weighted blankets. I got to tell you, I love it. I haven't slept as good with that weighted blanket, even in the summer here. It's fabulous. So don't face the clock. Clock watching, you know, feeds into the insanity and insomnia here, it says. Put the alarm outside your bedroom door. Don't listen to sleep myths. If you tell people you struggle with insomnia, they might make a list of string of ideas how to make you sleep better. Before you take their advice, make sure it's not a sleep myth. Work out early in the morning. That's true. That is really true. Working out early is great. You don't want to do it before you go to bed because your body just is pumping and jack up your blood flow. And you want to slow your flow, okay? So definitely work out early in the morning when you work out, and it does make you sleep better. You know, get out for that 20, 30-minute walk, and don't be a mass call when you take your walk. Breathe real air, get some sun, vitamin D is really healthy too. Wind yourself down 30 minutes before you go to bed. Do something relaxing, listen to music, pray. Don't do stuff that's stressful. Don't watch the crazy news or anything. You know, turn off your electronic devices. Try not to do that afternoon nap. It does take away from your ability to have nice deep sleep. So, and if you do nap, don't do it later than 3 p.m. because it's going to F up your night, right? Avoid caffeine, nicotine, beer, wine, and liquor 4 to 6 hours before bedtime. You know what, though? I do drink a little tiny bit of that red wine in the winter before bed. Because, I don't know, take a little wine and a little melatonin, and I'm out like a light. Don't eat large meals within 2 hours of bedtime. Milk and turkey can help. Little milk and turkey an hour before going to sleep. Because, you know, the tryptophan in the turkey. Milk and turkey cause drowsiness. Ooh, you can maybe mix it up and make it creamy like a nice hot soup in the winter. Your sleep position could also be important and affect your health. It says here, consult your doctor. In some cases, taking medicine together with some changes in your routine can help most people with insomnia. Folklore, insomnia, eat tomatoes, tangerines, orange, never heard of that. So hopefully those are some good healthy tips. Here in Illinois tomorrow, everybody's going to be a mask call. Everybody's going to have to wear their mask. Let's see how that's going to be. I'm sure there's going to be fighting in the streets. But with that, be safe. Take your vitamin C. Take your zinc, quercetin. Go ahead and do healthy types of behavior. And be well, be blessed, be free. Be that change you wish to see. And this is Carol Ann P. Peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. Of course, peace of mind. We'll catch you back here next time on Awaken America, Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Remember, woke is a joke. You got to awaken. Yeah.